This is Dave Simeone, and welcome to the Mix Zone. I'm the president of Soccer Development Strategies, a career-long soccer coach, coaching director, and educator. The Mix Zone is where we'll examine and take on current issues, dissect breaking news and trends related to soccer and other sports on the youth, college, and professional levels. You can be sure there won't be a shortage of opinion in any one of our segments here in the Mix Zone. Among the most recent innovations prescribed by the Grand Poobahs of intercollegiate athletics, I give you the transfer portal. A mere centralized collection of players, athletes, and data that are primed for transferring. Players entering their names in the portal may be viewed by all coaches from all other institutions and schools. A sort of one-stop shopping. While athletes submit a form to an athletic director and administrator to enter the portal, it's not necessary to have a conversation with their coach or notify their coach, which sets up a lot of different scenarios and surprise factors. Athletes may ultimately choose to remain at the institution they are at, but once they enter the portal, the renewal of their current athletic scholarship is not guaranteed. A call for the head coach or the AD to make, considering the few ADs in the Power 5 conference or elsewhere are former coaches themselves. So go figure that. While many extol the virtues of the portal and the newfound latitude it affords athletes, it has drawbacks for coaches and programs. Coaches are expected to be loyal, to be interested in athletes beyond their roles on a team or their functions on a team. They're expected to invest in their development and how they come out, not only as players, but as people. Currently, because of the portal, in the last few years, the numbers from a few dozen athletes wishing to transfer have skyrocketed. So reading over the various stories on the internet and accounts of how these statistics have grown, over 700 football players are now on the transfer portal. Over 500 basketball athletes are on the transfer portal. That doesn't count track, field, soccer, anything else. So it's not only affecting Division I, not only the high-profile ACC, SEC, Big Ten programs, they all begin to resemble loading docks, waiting areas like doctor's offices. Truth is, the portal can benefit mid-majors or Division II as players who are in the Power 5 view a return, a transfer to these programs because they're a better fit. Hard to build a university sport program based on this setup, and it reflects the world that coaches live in, set up by administrators existing in insulated ivory towers. Most coaches agree. The portal and its setup allow players to avoid resolving conflict, playing time, positional roles. Instead, they can leave. This has an impact in recruiting. In fact, some programs now are predominantly recruiting off of the portal and not doing as much in recruiting freshmen that enter intercollegiate athletics. So recruiting, if you are doing it with incoming freshmen, becomes a lot more like roulette, and coaches are delving into more and more what the quality of people are, not only the quality of players. There isn't, nor should there be, any problem with athletes leaving early for the pros. But under the circumstances, the NCAA, the university presidents, the ADs need to agree that because being an intercollegiate athlete is a privilege, it comes with responsibility, much of which these aforementioned people are trying to minimize on the part of the athlete. I didn't really know that this four-year transition combining higher education and athletics was intended to be a model for something similar to Burger King, where you could just get it your way. Consider the source, the NCAA, the institution presidents, the athletic directors have contributed to an enormous and growing gap in values. What we read idealistically on websites or quotes attributed to these functionaries doesn't line up with their actions. We continue to hear that sport, that this is a business. We continue to hear that, amazingly enough, most presidents haven't been anywhere near a sport facility, a practice session, until the cash register started to ring. That is what define their material interests in the business of sport. What the seers of all seers will lean on is that things have changed. Kids are different. None of this has to do with the portal. It's about kids changing, athletes changing. What it does illustrate is how ADs, presidents, and the NCAA has changed, and how their decisions have lowered standards and expectations and have massively affected values. There's no responsibility with an easy out, on a whim, for athletes to be accountable. Accountable for their decisions, for their involvement. What student athletes should consider is that while some are playing musical chairs, the university presidents, the NCAA, aren't doing them any favors in the long term. Based on the direction of intercollegiate athletics and with forces being applied such as the transfer portal, the direction it's all trending, while everyone is making more money individually, more money for their programs, more money for their institutions, the stock and the value of intercollegiate athletics is in free fall. Thanks for listening. This is Dave Simeone in the Mix Zone.